Hey, what's up, everybody? Today for our daily crypto news flash, it is July 6th, 2018, and I'm going to cover several interesting topics. First is some more BitConnect lawsuit drama. Yes, BitConnect. Number two, it's going to be Facebook exploring more blockchain in their business. And number three, Ethereum gas crisis and what's all going on, and much more juicy topics. So if you're interested, please keep on watching. Hi everyone, I'm Kevin from BFB, and I'm here to keep you up to date in your crypto news. And in this series, we made this just for y'all, so I hope you can support us by smashing that like button, clicking subscribe, and hitting that bell icon as well. So let's move on to the markets real quick, right? A quick market update is always good. BTC is at roughly $6,663 at roughly 1% gain. Ethereum is at $477 at roughly 1.6% gain. The rest of the crypto markets has not really moved that far at all. They're all very sideways. The total market cap is at roughly $269 billion. Bitcoin dominance, roughly the same as yesterday, 42.4%. And total trading volume of $16.4 billion. Kind of same as when we talked yesterday. Much sideways, not much movement. Nothing really to see there. Okay, so let's go to our first topic. First things first is about BitConnect naming are suing for BitConnect related damages, have listed YouTube as a defendant. This is really interesting, and they're backed by the law firm Silver Miller. It's six people, and they're saying basically there's a lot of BitConnect videos on YouTube, and those span like thousands and thousands of hours of views and 58 million views overall. And YouTube did not do enough to delist or demonetize these. So you had like Craig Grant, Crypto Nick, Trevon James, and many more having like sponsored ads and having a lot of views, and YouTube didn't do anything about it. So that's why they're getting listed in this lawsuit. Let me know if you guys think that's fair or not. But Google, which is YouTube's parent company, is now doing something about it. Remember their ads ban? We can't do any crypto ads anymore, not ICOs, not exchanges, not wallets, not trading, none of that. So they are doing something about it. Number two is about our favorite permabull, Tom Lee, still maintains he thinks Bitcoin can hit roughly 25K price end of year. Now we all sure hope so for those of us hodling Bitcoin, like me included. And if you don't know, Tom Lee is a financial markets researcher. They have their own firm, and he's long predicted 20 to 25K by end of year. He's done this for several months now. He appeared on CNBC show still backing that claim. Now, what is his reasoning behind this? Well, he says that historically, the way they kind of gauge price is pricing Bitcoin at roughly 2.5x the mining costs. And this has kind of held long-term support levels for the price of Bitcoin. And using this analysis, he also claims that Bitcoin could be 91K by 2020. I sure hope so, because I'm hodling Bitcoin. I would be ecstatic if I don't have to sell those Bitcoins for fiat and can instead keep hodling until it reaches those levels. That would be awesome. Okay, next up is Binance, one of our favorite crypto exchanges. A lot of altcoins on there. Expects 2018 profits of up to $1 billion with a B. That is a ridiculous amount of money. So their CEO, CZ, interviewed with Bloomberg and predicted those profits for 2018. In the first half of this year, there was $300 million of revenue and over $1 billion of trading volume daily. So that's a lot of trading volume. I mean, they make all their money off of fees. If you don't know, like withdrawal fees, trading fees, they get money every time we trade for altcoins on Binance. They're also doing a lot more in terms of expansion to like EU, to Africa, to other markets. Expanding all the time, and their competitors like Huobi and Coinbase are also doing the same. So next up, and this is some pretty cool news in my opinion, Facebook has named a new director of engineering specifically for blockchain. And his name is Evan Chang. He used to be a director of engineering for other initiatives in the Facebook engineering ecosystem, but now they are exploring blockchain officially. So they listed a director of engineering for that initiative. So making it official per se. Also, in Evan Chang's Twitter, he says that by day he does a lot of CS, computer science themed, but at night he loves doing Bitcoin and crypto and blockchain stuff. So it's really promising that Facebook is warming up and easing up to crypto. A lot of you have always stated that they would do so, even when they did their initial ban, and they've lifted their ads ban recently. So I'm trying to apply for an ads account because I'm not shilling ICOs with Bitcoin for Beginners. Like, we have educational resources that we want to share potentially with Crypto Ad. So hopefully they will approve us. Next up, another question I have for you guys is, how many of y'all have tried to send Ethereum transactions in the past week? I have, and it is not pretty. You have to pay huge gas fees recently. Like, just in one day, I believe like Monday or something, people spent millions on gas just to get their transactions through. This is reminiscent of the CryptoKitties times. And you might be wondering what's causing this. Well, one exchange from China called Fcoin is causing this. They have a really controversial business model. In order to get altcoins listed on their exchange, they are doing a vote by transaction method. So for every deposit of that particular altcoin that you're trying to get listed, they get one vote. So as you know, developers for different projects are airdropping hundreds of thousands or so of their coins to different accounts and getting them to make unique deposits. So that's cost a lot of money to send all those different transactions through for votes, right? So that's really controversial. It's been highly criticized. But people are saying, like, this is the permissionless nature of the Ethereum network, right? You should be able to send these transactions. There's no such thing as spam. And so this just means we desperately need a new way to price gas in the Ethereum network and also more scalability, please, Vitalik, ASAP, sharding, and also other methods. And Casper, please, please, please get that out to us real quick. We would love that for Christmas, right? Last but not least, Bitmain. I know a lot of us love to hate Bitmain. They have raised a Series B funding recently, valuing them at roughly $12 billion. Jihan Wu is rich. He doesn't care what we have to say about him. He is rich, guys. And it was reported by a Chinese news outlet that they raised roughly $300 to $400 million in equities funding. And they are also thinking about doing a pre-IPO in the Hong Kong Stock Exchange in the future. So that would be one of many Chinese hardware manufacturers for crypto, for Bitcoin and other cryptos, seeking IPOs as well, making them legitimate. And they are indeed raising a heck of a lot of money, also nearing roughly 51% of the Bitcoin network, which is going to get kind of shady or kind of strange times, because that means that they can potentially double spend. We will see what that happens, if that will result in forks or other different aspects, who knows. Interesting times in Bitcoin land for sure, with all these mining powers going on. Okay, so let's take a quick look at the live chat. But before that, just want to say really quick, if you see to my right over here, I'm actually pointing to my left, but you can join our forums, our discussion boards, bitcoinforbeginners.io/discussions. A lot of juicy conversation going on in there. I highly encourage you guys to join us, ask questions, share your memes. We even have a forum for memes, but we would love to talk with you in there as well. So let's see. Shout outs to Taras, Mr. King. I'm from the US. My name is Kevin. Sean Wilson. Hello. Long time no see. Crypto Nova. Champ Bangla. First time in your channels. Please smash that like button and subscribe, you guys. Oh, our Fez is here, our favorite influencer. And Always New is here as well. Welcome, everybody. Great to have you guys here for our daily news segment. I would also love it if you could share it with your friends as well, so we can get a lot more people joining us for this daily news segment. That's all, folks, today. Adrian, we'll see y'all on Monday. It's not going to be me on Monday. And once again, please like, subscribe, and hit that bell icon. This is Kevin. I hope you check out more of our content next to me. Peace out.